The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And it's Monday morning, and it's not Carl and Linda, it's Trish Clark this morning. Carl and Linda are on assignment, so I'm going to be holding down the helm here this morning. This first half hour, we're just going to have a little conversation. So get close to your phone, and if you've got some thoughts you'd like to share, give us a call at 605-4567. It's about 49 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82 and a low of 49. On Tuesday, 78 and 46 low. A little cloudy, certainly no chance of rain anytime soon. And on Wednesday, 73 and 47. On Thursday, 72 and 47. On Friday, a high of 74, a low of 49. So it's going to just kind of hang in there and be some great fall weather on the weekend. We're looking for a little lower temperature, 68 and 71 on Saturday and Sunday. Back up on to 80 next Monday. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We've got some guests coming in at 7:30 and then again at the 8 o'clock hour. But this morning, over the weekend, I was kind of watching some stuff that was going on different areas and following some of the stuff that's happening with the nationwide speeches and things that are happening out in the public where the president is appearing. I was actually what started the thought process. I was watching an interview on the Capitol Mall back in Washington D.C. There was a gentleman being interviewed who had on a red hat, and there was some kind of a protest going on. I wasn't even paying any much attention to what it was. But a person walked by and actually spit in his face while he was being interviewed. And his response was like, he couldn't hardly believe that had actually happened to him. The girl is getting incensed that was interviewing him, saying, well, what was that all about? The guy then came up, the guy, who had spit on this person's face, finally, towards the end of the interview, he came back up and he said, well, that probably wasn't an appropriate thing to do, but you started it. You incited me by wearing that hat. That's inciting riots. You shouldn't be wearing that hat. And the guy just said, whatever. How did we get in this society to the point where we can't say anything, we can't wear? I mean, I've always been a person who, I love bumper stickers. I mean, I like to put up something that, I mean, I'm a Raider fan, for heaven's sakes. Do you have any idea how much ridicule I've taken over the years for the black and silver and never, ever been afraid to appear in public with my colors on and a great red, white, and blue. I mean, loved to wear the flag colors and anything that's patriotic. And now, I really seriously, I won't put any of that stuff on my car, because if you do, somebody's going to take a church key to it. Somebody's going to scratch it up. And when did we get to the point where that was okay? They say, well, we're inciting them. I can remember for 8 years, we couldn't say anything to the President of the United States because he was a black person, and so anytime we said anything to him, we were racist. The only reason we were criticizing President Obama is because he was black, and so we were therefore racist. Now we have a white president, and every time he opens his mouth, he's being accused of being a racist, no matter what he says. And if we support him, we're racist, and we're inciting a riot. We have all kinds of people on the Democrat side, on the liberal side. Cory Booker says he wants to punch the president. Joe Biden, he wants to beat up the president. Maxine Waters says to get the Republicans' faces out in public. That's certainly what they're doing. And nobody's, nothing's made. Well, it's because we're controversial and we're supporting a president that's racist, and therefore they have the right to do anything they want to. Black Lives Matters chants, they want dead cops, fry them like bacon. That's not inciting a riot, certainly not. But if we go out and encourage, the end of abortion clinics and prayer in school, or the right to bear arms, then we're inciting a riot. We're racist. Congress refuses to call them out on any of the stuff they're doing. We've got the Klan, or what do they call them, the squad of the new ladies in the Congress that are constantly making anti-Semitic remarks and hateful statements about the United States and everything we do. Nobody wants to say anything about them. But when we get out there and support prayer in the schools or doing away with some restrictive regulations, then we're inciting a riot and we're causing problems throughout. I don't know. Anybody got thoughts out there? Is President Trump the one inciting the hatred and the violence? I don't think so. I think all these people with their Madonna, she comes out, she wants to blow up the White House. Kathy Griffin poses with a severed bloody head of the president. What is all that out there, and why is that suddenly okay? Anybody got any thoughts out there? Are you all sleeping? Give us a call at 605-4567. Join in the conversation. I'm to the point where I think that we have to stop turning the other cheek. I think that the guy that got it spit on should have reached out and grabbed that guy by the collar and spit back. Is that inciting a riot? I don't know. It probably come to blows if someone did that. But how long are we going to stand on the mall in Washington, D.C. and allow them to do all the things they've done and have the press turn it totally against us? Anybody got any thoughts out there? The other thing I was thinking about over the weekend was the river that runs through, and I'm going to jump subjects completely. Was out at the event center. It's out on Balls Ferry, out by Rooster's Landing. Beautiful restaurant out on the river. Used to be open all the time and is now open for events and Sunday brunch. Any of you guys been out there? Because it's a beautiful, beautiful spot. We have that wonderful river running through all of Shasta County, in and out, certainly through Redding and Anderson, and we just don't take very much advantage of it. I always think that it's sitting there, very few people can enjoy it. Certainly there's no places to go. We could do the river walk, but not all of us want to walk. But we really need to have some more places where we have restaurants and shops that we can enjoy that wonderful stretch of river. Hoping as they redo Park Marina in that area, and certainly there's more opportunities down around the Anderson area for some stuff on the river as well and throughout that area that the river runs through. But there is that place out there, Sunday Brunch. Invite you to go out and join Roberta and Karen out there. It's the Riverview Event Center. Had a lovely brunch on Sunday. Great to sit there and watch the river come by. And as you're sitting there, no matter where you're seated in that outside eating area, they have shade umbrellas, and you can see the river even from the back table. So put that on your calendar of things to do next Sunday, and then check them out. Great food and wonderful atmosphere. We're going to take a break right now, and then we'll be back. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Serving Bastiani Arms, and I just turned the wrong one. Located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading. Their firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting the new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Give them a call at 222-8222, and we'll be right back after these messages.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
He had it coming.
Great lead in there. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're also streaming, so you can listen online. This is your talk radio station. It's Monday morning, and it's Trish Clark. Carl and Linda are on assignment this morning, so I'm kind of holding down the fort. Got some guests coming up from Stand Down at 7:30. Just been talking a little bit about rambling about different thoughts and subjects. I came across that thing, you know, the basic premise of all the problems that we're having right now in the United States with this disagreement is that we have a group of people who have refused to accept the results of the last election. They were so entirely, there was no doubt that Hillary Clinton was going to win that election, and they have tried forever now to set aside that election that elected Donald Trump. They refuse to accept that, in fact, he is our president. They're also making noises about trying to change the Electoral College, which they're not going to do because that's part of our Constitution, and we simply won't allow that to happen, I'm sure. Having said that, I'm not sure a lot of people really understand the Electoral College and the importance of it. In their infinite wisdom, the United States founders created the Electoral College to ensure that the states were fairly represented. Why should one or two densely populated areas speak for the whole of the nation? They realized that even back then, the population centers in the eastern coast could control all of the what's going on if you didn't take into consideration those smaller little encampments that were spread out. So this is a list of statistics that I'm going to share part of that really explain why this is so important. There are 3,141 counties in the United States, 3,141 of them. Trump won 3,084 of those counties. So Hillary Clinton only won 57 counties out of 3,141. There are 62 counties in New York State. New York State, Trump won 46 of them. Clinton only won 16. So even in New York State, large population area, Trump won 46 of those counties. Clinton won 16. Clinton won the popular vote by approximately 1.5 million votes. In the five counties that encompass New York, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Richmond, and Queens, Clinton received well over 2 million more votes than Trump. Clinton only won four of these counties. Trump won Richmond. So even there, that's where she won. She won by 1.5 million votes. She got 2 million more votes in New York City. So basically, if we had gone by the popular, New York City would have decided the election. Those five counties that she won, which gave her the winning vote, comprised 319 square miles. Now, the United States is comprised of 3,797,000 square miles. 3,797 square miles. She won the election, the popular vote, by 319 square miles. It doesn't take rocket science to figure out that the Electoral College has to be in place in order to ensure that every American have a voice in how this country is run. It's been verified and documented that these 319 square miles are where the majority of our nation's problems always start. In those population centers, they're where we have the largest crime statistics. It's where we have the most civil disobedience, all of the things that cause the problems. You know, when President Trump was campaigning, he knew he had to win the election by the Electoral College. If, in fact, it had been a population race, anybody would have campaigned different. He would have been in those areas, in those big cities in California and in New York and those places that had that population base, and he would have been campaigning there. So he would have won anyway if he'd got out to get the vote. Knowing full well that it didn't do him any good at all to come to California because the Electoral College was going to go in support, didn't make any sense for him to be spending time going around trying to get the popular vote, or the Electoral College vote, because he couldn't win it. I'm not sure whether they're going to go forward with his impeachment. I sometimes think they will. I think they've got to recognize that they don't have a chance of actually finding him guilty in the Senate and actually removing him from office. Are they just making it a campaign instead of running a campaign because they don't have anybody that can beat him? They think they can keep our minds tied up to the point where we won't we'll give up and we won't go to the polls. I'm not sure where they think they're going with this impeachment. They did the Russia forever, and then they did Stormy Daniels, and then they did, and all of it just isn't sticking. They keep throwing things up at the wall. They've got all of the information they need to know that Joe Biden was the one that did all the things they're now trying to impeach President Trump for. None of that's sticking. They have absolutely nothing. They continue to lie. And I wonder when are the Republicans, the elected Republicans that we have put back there in office, that when are they going to start supporting the elected president? When are they going to get out in front of this and call a halt to the nonsense that the Democrats are handing out? I get calls on a regular basis from the Republican Party wanting donations and wanting support. And my answer repeatedly is that I'm not supporting the Republican Party at this point because they refuse to support my president. I'm amazed that for heaven's sakes, he has done so much in the 2.5-3 years he's been in office, has accomplished so much for this country, and he's had to do it all by himself, basically in spite of the Republicans that were there. Paul Ryan was the worst speaker in the House. I mean, for heaven's sakes, he did nothing but obstruct everything that he tried to get through. The Senate, thank God, has done its job and keeps confirming judges and what have you. But they haven't been tremendously supportive or out in the public trying to support the president. I just hope that we're going to stand firm and continue to support this president. And we do have a phone call. We're going to go to the calls. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I was talking to my wife about this besiegement of Donald Trump's reputation by the mainstream media and the Democrats.
Yes.
Excuse me. Now, they probably know that they cannot impeach him. But the thing is, this constant barrage of the mainstream media and the Democrats saying all these things about him, they're hoping that they're going to persuade the voters that this guy is evil and he's not a good president in the hopes that he won't get voted in. So I think part of the reason they're doing all this is to put it in the heads of your typical voter that Donald Trump is not a good president.
I think you're right. They have to. I mean, they have to have another motive because, I mean, my goodness, we've looked at the people that are running against him and there just isn't anybody there.
The mainstream media just constantly, and people believe what they see on TV, and it's, you know.
And
so
you're right.
So I think they're hoping that it's just going to ruin his reputation so much that he will not get enough votes, even for the electoral college to vote him in next time. And look at Syria. Now, everybody's upset that Donald Trump moved our troops back, but if people watched his speech at the UN last time, he said the United States shouldn't be the world's policeman.
That's right.
You know, and the other thing is, I did hear a report, which nobody's talking about, that Turkey said that they were going to go in to where the Kurds are regardless. So that's why I think Donald Trump pulled our guys out of there, because he doesn't want any more troops killed.
I think, you know, Jimmy, I think you've got a good point. I was watching some of that over the weekend about reading some stuff that Turkey has put out. And he said from the very beginning that he wanted to take them out. And we're not talking a great number of troops anyway. We're talking just a few people. And you're right. He's tired of making the phone calls. He said that repeatedly. That's the worst thing he does is make the phone calls to tell them that their sons and daughters have been killed in places where they shouldn't be.
Right, and now you have, apparently from what I understand, Russia is going in there to, Russia's going in there. So, you know, let them deal with it. I'm not an expert on Middle East policy and what's going on there, but I heard that Assad, along with Russia, is going to do some military action. So, you know, maybe they could take care of whatever's going on over there.
I think that's a good point.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. So I'll talk to you later, and good show.
Thanks so much, Jimmy, for calling in.
Yep, bye.
Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling system. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. Going to start cooling off here. It's time that we've been worrying about air conditioners. Now we need to start looking at our heating systems and make sure they're ready for the upcoming stormy season. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I never hear too much of that song. I love that song. president plays that whenever he does a performance, and I love waving my flag. And speaking of that, I'm joined now in the studio by Terry Mikesell and Dave Cockrell, and they're with the Stand Down 2019. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So we got this coming up down at the fairgrounds, October 24th, 25th, and 26th. Tell us about what's going on with the Stand Down.
Stand Down is a hands up, not a hand out. And what we do is we have providers that assist veterans. A lot of veterans don't know what they're available to them, and the Stand Down is a good place for them to acquire information. The other thing, Stand Down is it's not an old term, but what it means is a safe way. It's when Vietnam, when we had Stand Down, that meant you were out of the conflict. You were actually in a safe area so that you could be protected. You didn't have to be 100% vigilant what was going on. It's not necessarily true, that vigilant, but it's supposed to be a safe.
A safe zone. So that safe the, zone. Yeah, exactly. And that's what we create down there every year at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, inside Fisara Hall and the Trinity Hall down in Anderson. And you're right. So many of our veterans come back. They don't realize, I think we don't express enough or help them realize what a treasure they are to this country. And they have earned so many things by serving this country. And they don't always know all of the things that are available to them.
No, that's a fact. A lot of them don't realize. If you take me, for example, I spent 14 years not realizing that I was service-connected. I knew I'd been injured, but to me it wasn't combat-related, mm-hmm. although it was football. It took 14 years for them to convince me, hey, you're supposed to be in here because of your knee.
Uh-huh.
So, yes. Yeah, and that's what a lot of VSOs do. When I talk about VSOs, I'm talking about the American Legion, AMVETS, VFW, DAV, those are the outfits or the organizations that protect the benefits of veterans.
Yes, and I want to encourage if there are any veterans out there as we're having this discussion today, to please be aware that these are things you've earned. It's not a handout. You need when you come back, you need to go and check with your Veterans Service Office. Go to these organizations. Find out the things that are available for them. So coming up on for 3 days, the 24th, 25th, and 26th of October, this whole thing is set up, and they go in and they talk about all kinds of things. The job information, medical services. There's going to be somebody there, temporary homeless shelters for the veteran and their families, County Veterans Office, the Social Security, Shasta County Women's Refuge, pets. You can take pets and have them taken care of. There are all kinds of things going to be available for them to talk about and find out about during these 3 days.
Yeah, the reason I mentioned the disability, because we will have the veteran service officer there available for the veteran to actually sit down and talk to them. And I believe we're also, Terry can come on that, we're supposed to have dental there, and that's another big one.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry, want to tell us about that?
Yes, it's Healing California, and they come, and last year they did about $40,000 worth of free dental care. And then also the Lions Club is there in the same building to do vision, and they get free glasses.
Exactly.
So then that's Thursday and Friday, and there's a big, long line of people waiting. Frank was there last year and availed himself of those services, and it's a good event.
Yeah. There's all kinds of sponsors that help with this project, and we want to give a shout out to them. The Shasta County Library, Shasta County Child Support and License Release, the DMV will be there on Thursday only, Shasta College, Veterans Bikes, the Good News Rescue Mission, the Veterans Service Officer, American Legion, VA Benefits, AA, I'm not sure what that is.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Okay. United Way, FaithWorks, Lions Club, as you mentioned, for the vision, AmVets, Shasta County Health and Human Services, Shasta HHSA.
Health and Human
Services.
Yeah.
Okay, the VA Homeless Program, Adult Services, the Census Bureau, Social Security information, if you need to get that kind of stuff taken care of. Haircuts, Chico Vet Center Van, the Veterans Resource Center, DLB Horses.
That is horse therapy, which is a calming influence for PTSD and other issues along that lines, and it's DLB Ranch, and they will be there 2 days.
I think, yes. I talked to them just recently, and they're an incredible organization.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. The Healing California, you talked about the dental services, VA Medical, and then Haven Humane. It's always an important part of this to help with the animals and another really helpful thing for people with PTSD.
Yeah, Haven Humane comes. They will be there from 3 to 5 on Friday doing well baby checks is what I call it, but it's inoculations, and they basically give them a little quick mini physical, and then the rest of the time, they're only there for 2 hours. The rest of the time, we house the pets out in the barn area, and we have 24-hour care. And then when they go home, we send them home a doggy bag.
All right. A literal doggy bag.
Correct.
As opposed to what we always, I think that's, I've never quite understood why we refer to that as a doggy bag. In a restaurant.
Right. Theoretically, you're supposed to take that home and let your pet eat it.
But
that's why they call it doggy bag.
Doggy bag.
But most of us don't even have doggies. I mean, a lot of us don't have doggies, that we still get a doggy bag from time to time.
Yeah.
So the actual event, it's not just the 24th to the 26th. We do a lot of work. It's the 22nd, we do transfer from the storage area to the facility. And then the 23rd, we do set up. That's when we have to get everything set up for everyone to be there. The 24th is when we have what we call the overnighters come. We have transportation available for the outlying where the veteran could come in and they could stay the night.
Mm-hmm.
We do have rules. Friday is when the people that walk in, they can get clothing or they can go through the line to get what we call the goodies, whatever, at noon. Now, you can go earlier. You can go through Thursday, the providers. We mandate that they have to go to each provider before they can go through the line. So you could go, if you want to be a walk-in, you can come in Thursday, go through the line, and then come back Friday noon to, if you want to go through the line to get your DOD or, and DOD, that's your Department of Defense issues, only for veterans. It's not for civilians.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a veteran event. So that's it. And we do need volunteers. There is a phone number. Well, I'll give that also at the end. But
Let's give it now, and then we'll give it again at the end.
530-605-8114. I'm kind of busy, kind of, and a lot of times I'm aware of places where I can't receive reception. If you leave a message, I will try to get back to you. It might be a day or so. Over the weekend or about 4 days, my phone locked up. So everyone that called me, I couldn't receive them. I couldn't send. I had to reset my phone, so a lot of people probably got frustrated, but it wasn't that I wasn't trying to reach out, but I request them to leave a message just in case.
Yeah, good, and then be patient. People are trying to do things, and sometimes it takes a little longer to get back, but we'll give that phone number again towards the end of the show.
And they can also text that number, because that's a cell phone. So that if they text it, I'll be looking at messages, so that makes it a little bit easier.
I encourage people to do that.
I want to say this event is for homeless and at-risk veterans mainly. But any veteran is more than welcome to come down and avail themselves of the providers. That's what the providers are there for.
And good information. And again, put out the shout for we need volunteers. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics and classic car parts, over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Give them a call or stop by at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back after these messages. She's got the red, white, blue, brown hound farm. Stamper fried tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't with the dust. He's just made in America.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, prophets and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com. American soldier, I'm
an American soldier. And that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about North State Stand Down 2019. So Terry, tell us a little bit about who makes up North State Stand Down.
Okay, it's actually North Valley Stand Down, and it's an all-volunteer organization. We just veterans groups, individuals, people who have veterans' families. and those who have needed help before, and now they're giving back. Now, me personally, my grandfather, my dad, and my son are all veterans, and I belong to the American Legion Auxiliary, and the VFW helps, DAV helps, just different organizations help.
And so I want to remind you that we do need volunteers. This is a huge endeavor down there. As you indicate, it's mostly for the homeless and disabled population of our veterans here in our community. It's open to all to get services and stuff. We talked a little bit on the break that you indicated that you have a chef that's going to be there providing food.
Yeah, it's James Leedy. He is the chef at Enterprise High School, and before that he worked at the Holiday Inn. And then the catering, Cheryl Moore, she will also be there helping. The Rotary is doing one meal, and Shasta Lake Kiwanis is doing one meal. And we have sponsors that sponsor a meal, and they're recognized. And it's 24 hours a day. We have food. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But there's always a pot on of either soup or something. We have coffee. We have a gentleman who is coffee daddy. And so it's just all volunteers. And we start this, getting ready for this in February. And so it's not just a 4-day event. It's something that pretty much goes all year long.
You know, Terry, and I think people don't appreciate this about these efforts that go on. In this is a really giving county, and a lot of this stuff going on. You just don't show up on Thursday morning and all this starts happening. It takes so much preparation.
Correct. We have different areas where the volunteers are in charge. We have if you are disabled, say you are a disabled gentleman and you don't mind staying up all night, we have to have security in the tents at night for the veterans' safety and for our safety. And it's a clean and sober event, no weapons. And Cornerstone Fellowship provides security, and that's to keep people out and to keep these people in. They have to, if they stay, they get their overnight issue, which is my area. And we have a clothing issue. We have bingo, and they have bingo prizes. It's a wonderful event. And my feeling, if we make a difference in one person's life, the whole thing is worth it.
Well, and I know that you've made a big difference in a lot of people's lives through the years with this organization. It's been a few years since I've been down there, but I know that the last time I was down there, I was impressed by two things. As I walked around, I loved the smiles on the faces of the people who were helping, and the kind of, I noticed a lot of people who were receiving services with a kind of a surprise. They were surprised that people were spending their time to do that much for them. So it was a good feeling all the way around.
Correct.
Yeah. The volunteers, and I want to emphasize, the volunteerism is so strong in this county, and certainly with our veterans organizations, because that's how it gets done. It wouldn't get done without it.
But I have to say a couple things. One of my favorite sayings is, they're not pets. You cannot take them home. And we are not a zoo, so you just can't come down and just walk around and visit, because these people are entitled to their privacy.
Exactly.
And so, and Blue Shield of California is, Redding area, is volunteering. The last time I talked to him, they had about 40 volunteers that were coming to volunteer. And it's a very labor-intensive event.
I would think so, because there's so many people that need help and so much help to be given. But if you've got a little bit of time and you'd like to volunteer, we're going to give you that phone number again. It's 530-605-8114. Be patient. If you don't get a call right back, you can also text.
That's correct.
and leave a message if you've got some time you'd like to offer or you have something you'd like to contribute to this event.
Okay, on that note, we are not taking any used clothing. If you wouldn't wear it, we can't expect the veteran and their family to wear it. We have spouses and children there. We have a men's tent. We have a ladies' tent. And we have a children's tent. And then we have people who man that 24 hours of the day. And so, and if you love it, leave it at home. And volunteers are more than welcome. But if you volunteer, come prepared to work. And, you know, be safe. So we're having volunteer training October 16th at the Veterans Memorial Hall, 1605 Yuba Street at 2 p.m. And so if you'd like to come down and find out a little bit more about the stand down, you can come that day.
And what date? Now say again that day.
Wednesday, October 16th at 2 p.m., 1605 Yuba Street, the Veterans Memorial Hall.
The Veterans Memorial Hall, then it's the post office downtown.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So we've just got a couple of minutes left.
Okay. The biggest thing is, you know, like Terry said, this is an almost all year-round event. We have volunteers doing it. Our big push is going to be the 22nd. It starts at 8 o'clock when we need to transport the merchandise, I call it merchandise, DOD and other stuff, from the storage area to the fairgrounds. And then the 23rd is when we set up everything. And that takes many, many hours. And then the 24th is when we start the overnight. That's when the overnights come in. But any veteran, even the younger veterans, I welcome them to come in to see the providers because you do not know what's available to you. My experience is I have taken veterans around and they have actually said, I did not know that I was
eligible
for this.
Exactly.
So, like I said, the event isn't just for the overnights. It should be the younger veterans. The 25th, like we said, noon, if you want DOD issue, the veterans, that's the only time noon is when we open it up for them. And the other thing is people that stay overnight, we mandate that they can't leave with their stuff. And a lot of people say, well, you're holding us hostage. I said, no, you can leave anytime you want. Your stuff just can't leave. Until the end of the event. We do that because we found people getting stuff and then leaving.
Yes.
And that isn't what it's for. We're not a handout. It's a hand up.
And you can't repeat that often enough. So many of us are willing to help people help themselves.
Correct.
But as a society, I think we're getting a little bit tired of the you owe me attitude that says, I don't have to do anything to get it, and I can continue to live my life the way I want to, and you owe me something.
Right. And then we do have one need is men's jeans. And that's, they don't have to be new, but we do have a need of men's jeans.
Okay. Okay. Any last little thoughts you'd like to get out before? Again, remind you, this is down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We're talking starting overnight, October 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's a tremendous event that's put on. And if you're struggling, you don't necessarily need to be homeless. But if you're close and we can help you from going over that brink, maybe this is a place to start.
Right.
And keep you maybe with something you didn't know that you could be helped with. And I always remind everybody, the veterans in the community, if you just came back, you need to go visit your veteran service office. Make sure you're registered with them and are aware of all the things that this country owes you and you deserve for having served.
We have the Chico Vet Center there that is predominantly for PTSD. That is separate from the VA administration. It's all private. They do not report you to anybody, but that's the Chico Vet Center.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in today.
We do have a closing. We do need haircuts. People that do haircuts, you have to bring your own tools. And if you do, call 247-3844 for that individual. And the ending comment is 530. 605-8114.
Thanks.
Leave a message and text.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Can I say one more thing? We only do this once a year. We don't contribute to trash in the woods and stuff like that. And I call the people aimless, not homeless. And we do provide transportation from Wairika through Marysville.
Okay, thank you so much, and thanks for coming in. We'll be back in the next hour after these messages.
Forcing the Kurds to turn to Syria for help since the U.S. pulled out, the BBC's Martin Patience is along the Turkish-Syrian border.
The Syrian government, according to Kurdish officials, are moving their troops up to towns, Syrian towns on the border. But we've just been hearing from the Turkish president, and he says that he's going to be sending his forces into those towns as well. So what potentially you have is a major flashpoint between Turkey and the Syrian army, which, let's not forget, is supported by Russia and Iran. So you have a dangerous moment in Syria, and yet another dangerous moment for the Middle East.
And Defense Secretary Esper says the president has directed U.S. troops in Syria to get out as safely and as quickly as possible.
We have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very untenable situation.
Esper on CBS's Face the Nation. The House panels leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump are about to hear from Fiona Hill, former National Security Council expert on Russia, arrived on Capitol Hill this morning to speak with lawmakers. Rescue crews hard at work at the scene of the hotel collapse in New Orleans. The building was under construction when it gave way over the weekend. Two people confirmed dead, one person still missing. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 42 points. The S&P better by one. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 11 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention homeowners! Dreaming about that home improvement project? With a strong housing market, chances are your home's value has gone up. And with a 15-year fixed interest rate of just 2.875% with a 3.168% APR, a cash-out refinance from Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and give you the cash you need for those home improvements. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender, and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost, whether it's for home improvements, getting rid of debt, or just putting away extra money for that inevitable rainy day. Cash Call Mortgage could mean achieving two great financial moves with just one call. The cash you need now and a lower interest rate. For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Rescue crews in Japan digging through mudslides, searching along swollen rivers, looking for those missing after a typhoon left at least 36 people dead, causing serious damage in central and northern Japan.
Several towns remain underwater this morning, and rain has also returned to many areas, further hampering efforts to drain the floodwaters. The economic cost of Typhoon Hagibis is going to be huge. In Nagano Prefecture in central Japan, a train depot was inundated, submerging 10 high-speed trains, each one valued at $30 million. Roads and bridges have been washed away, others blocked by landslides, and thousands of homes have been inundated.
That's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. China's auto sales sank 6.3% from a year earlier last month, putting the market on track to shrink for a second straight year. News and analysis at townhall.com. Walking the line at the home of the Bulldog.
Thousands of Mack truck workers are on strike at plants in three states over wages, job security, and pension and health benefits. It's the first such walkout in decades. United Auto Workers Union members began picketing Sunday morning at the Mack truck cab and vehicle assembly plant in Macungie, Pennsylvania. The union said workers also walked out of plants in Middletown, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Hagerstown, Maryland, and Jacksonville, Florida. In all, the company said the strike involves about 3,500 employees. Rhonda Rockstra reports.
And the General Motors strike continues. Roughly 49,000 UAW members remain off the job. The strike began almost a month ago. It's not only the automaker and its workers suffering. GM suppliers also feeling the pinch. Up to 12,000 salary and hourly employees in the U.S. laid off by more than 100 supply companies, according to the Original Equipment Suppliers Association. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and we are online, Your Talk Radio. It's Monday morning, and no, it's not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark. I'm your host here this morning. This first hour, we had some interesting guests from the North State. We're going to go with Shasta College here in a moment. It's about 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 82 and a low of 49. On Tuesday, a high of 79, a low of 46. And on Wednesday, a high of 73 and a low of 47. Going to hang with those low 70s through the end of the week. On Saturday, down to 68 as a high and a low of 44. And on Sunday, 71 and 50. Next Monday, we're going to go up a little bit, back up into the 80s. Not looking for any precipitation until possibly next week because we'd like to get a little rain going, but enjoying that fall weather nonetheless. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're going to quickly now go to the phone. Nick, you got a quick comment.
I do have a quick comment. Thank you so much for getting me on. I wanted to announce a contest that I am having. It is a $25 prize. And what I'm looking for is the best accomplishment. And I'm not looking for money received from grants or anything. I'm looking for the best accomplishment that Leonard Modi has brought to Shasta County in the last 10 years. And I'm not been able to find some. And the contest is going to be judged at the Patriots meeting. And it's open until Election Day. And the Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview. In fact, tonight they have Elizabeth Betancourt on. So I'm looking for accomplishments, and I'm going to leave you with this thought. Things don't get better by chance. Things get better by change. I haven't seen things get better for the last 10 years, and I think it's time for a change. So I'm looking forward to hearing some accomplishments that have been accomplished. Things have only gotten worse, in my opinion. So thank you, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Nick. That was a little tongue-in-cheek, I think. And we're going to go to the phones and talk to Sally now.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
I am well. Nick kind of stole my thunder, but tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting, we do have Elizabeth Betancourt coming. She is the Democrat that's running for the Assembly in our first district. And we had Megan Daly on a couple of weeks ago, and so we're offering Elizabeth Betancourt equal time.
Thank you very much. I think that's a good idea. We want to hear from both sides. I also want to point out that we do have recall petitions all over town.
Yes, we do. Would you like me to say where they can be found?
Yes, please.
Okay, you can find them at Fort Jones on 1600 East Cypress Avenue, at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane. You can also find them at Reading Guns, that's on East Street in town, Bright's Engraving on Bocelli Lane, Woody's Barbershop out in Cottonwood, Pat Kramer Insurance on Industrial Way in Anderson, Old West on South Market Street, and Greco Screen Printing on Danier Road, as well as tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting. We also have the new long-form Dr. Feltmire petition. So if people have already signed the short-form petition, they can also sign the Dr. Feltmire petition.
And if you didn't get a good look at the bills that were passed and signed by the governor, and you didn't feel inclined to sign that petition before then, read that list and then get in line to sign the petition.
Absolutely. 15 new gun bills he passed.
Including the red flag.
Including the red flag bill, yep.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks, Sally.
All right. Thank you. See you tonight.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so got that out of the way. And now I'm so excited because we have this great programs that we're going to announce here at Chaska College. And I'm welcome in the studio now, Rebecca Davis and Becky Rowe. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
I'm so excited about looking at this sheet that you've just given me with this new program. So tell us all about the new programs we're starting at Chaska College.
So at Chaska College, kind of born out of our existing and very successful heavy equipment program that's been previously mostly focused on the construction industry, there through a bunch of industry partnerships and agency partnerships, we have developed a new program through that heavy equipment focusing on logging heavy equipment. There is a dramatic shortage coming down the pike of new next-generation logging operators, and so this is an answer to that challenge.
Certainly the change in, okay, now we're not going to just let it sit there, and a lot of it's fallen down, and a lot of it needs to be harvested.
Correct.
We've got to get back into logging in the North State.
Correct.
Hooray. However, like a lot of the things we found with the other heavy equipment operators, we don't have the qualified people.
Correct.
To do
workforce,
the work.
Workforce, yeah, the workforce is a real challenge. There's definitely a priority on a lot of this fuels reduction work, for example, that you're seeing up Highway 44 right now. But you have to be able to have qualified people in the seats of that equipment to be able to do the work that's being mandated to be done. And so we are addressing that, again, like I said, through partnership. We're partnering with Fall River Resource Conservation District with some grant funding from the California Climate Initiatives through CAL FIRE. And this is a specific workforce development project. We have four new pieces of logging equipment, a beautiful full logging side with partnership with Sierra Pacific Industries and some access to some of their timberland for training purposes.
Wow.
We've actually got students up on an active landing and an active timber harvest plan working on the equipment and learning how to operate what they need to be operating to be able to do this work.
Wow, this is exciting. And so, Becky, tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so my name is Rebecca Davis, and I'm the Student Success Facilitator for the program. And like Becky said, it's kind of built off of our existing heavy equipment operating certificate. So a lot of times when people think about community college, they may think of our two-year degrees, but we're also built to provide one-year certificates that are designed for students to get back in the workforce, switch jobs, get extra training, or even just kind of academic recognition of the skills they already have from being in the workforce for so long. So after seeing kind of our existing heavy equipment operating certificate be so successful, we were able to get the equipment and get all the curriculum in place to offer this training, especially for logging. So it's been fantastic. Like Becky said, the class is now running. The certificate is hopefully going to be fully approved by fall 2020, and then students will be able to graduate from Chaska College with a certificate in heavy equipment logging operations to fill that need in the workforce and local businesses that we've been working with in order to fill.
This is so exciting because I think I, for one, have always kind of recognized and felt badly. We pushed college, which I'm not criticizing college. But the reality is not everyone needs to go to college. We have a sector that needs to be filled through tradesmen and qualified work, heavy equipment operators, mechanics, electricians, plumbers that need those kinds of certificates. And I'm so excited to see our local college kind of going in that direction and offering those programs to people who are not going to go to 4 years of college.
Right.
To get some kind of a degree, but they still need to get into the workforce. And we have such a need.
Right. And there is such a service provided by our community colleges, by Chaska College here for our region, you know, serving both Trinity and Tehama and Chaska County and the region as a whole, looking at what those workforce needs are and then coming up with the programs that answer those challenges and provide opportunity for our students and for the communities we serve.
And so once they've got this certificate, how do we connect them to the PR?
So that's a great question, and this is a really unique program because we do have such great partnerships out there. We are partnering with folks like Creekside Logging, Peterson Timber, Dell Logging. These are all local timber operators that are doing the work and that will be the ones providing the jobs. And our first initial internship cohort that we had this past summer, we had 3 job offers come out of that, and that's just really exciting to see the success on the ground.
Okay, so we're going to be right back with this topic in just a moment. We're going to take a break for these messages.
I pulled the corn and I worked in the hay. Got trapped by a girl, but I wiggle free. Heard the Oregon timber calling me. Will you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it 1 for forward and 3 for back? Is it 2 for stop or 4 for go?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
She's great. I love the music. She always has the right on music to bring us back. So we're having a conversation here with some people from the Shasta College and their wonderful new program with Fall River Resource Conservation District that's all about logging and heavy equipment operating.
If you want to be a lumberjack, come to Shasta College.
There you go. We're speaking with Becky Rowe, and she's been doing that. And we now have with us Sabrina, who is one of the students. So welcome, Sabrina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So what are you enrolled in, and tell us about what you're doing at Shasta College.
Currently, I'm enrolled in the heavy equipment program. I'm introduction to arc welding, class A truck driving, career planning, and then our first ever logging class. So that's pretty exciting because I come from a long line of loggers. So,
And I you have to have a mental picture here of this lovely young lady that I have sitting across from me. And I you go, girl. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, tell us what you're doing in those classes.
Well, in the logging classes, which is super amazing, we just got brand new equipment, and I mean, it is brand spanking, like a new car. It's pretty great. So we actually get to go out in the woods and operate it, and it's like a real life experience. So we get the opportunity to learn equipment that we wouldn't be able to learn if we were on a logging job, because they usually just throw us on a skidder, but we get to run the hot saw, the log loader, the processor, and it's really great experience.
Okay, and Becky, you were going to tell us a little bit more about the heavy equipment, or the, I've lost my train of thought.
Yeah, no, and that's because we designed this program to give students hands-on training. So it really came out of a first class that we offer at the college called CONS 46, which is Equipment Operations and Maintenance. And so that's when students can get on bulldozers, backhoes, all sorts of the more construction-oriented equipment. And so we do like to run students through that class first as a prerequisite for the logging because, like Sabrina said, it's complicated, crazy stuff. But then once students take that class, they can go on, and like Sabrina said, our goal was to give students basically experience on a fully operational logging side. And that's just something educationally that I'm not sure where else students are able to get the opportunity. So Sabrina is in, and are you pursuing one of our two-year degrees at Shasta College?
The industrial technology
yeah.
degree.
To go back to our previous conversation, you know, we do provide these certificates, but we like them to be stackable. So that way students do have the option if they get into college and they're like, hey, this environment really works for me, they can actually pursue two-year degrees that are associated with our heavy equipment program, and we're working on getting one connected to the logging program as well, which can then even lead to transfer to four-year degrees with both of those emphases as well. So there's a lot of options, and Sabrina is one of our favorite students. She's also the president of our logging sports team at Shasta College.
Oh, tell us about that.
So our logging sports team is pretty amazing. We've got axe throwing, hot saw, double buck, Jack and Jill, choker setting. I love doing the choker setting. That has to be my favorite. And it's really great. We have over 20 people on the team this year, and our first competition is going to be in Berkeley on the 19th, so we're super stoked about it.
Okay, so we have a logging conference up here every year. Are you guys going to be involved in that?
Oh, we are always involved in that. Last year was an absolute blast. Our team did really well, and we are getting ready for this next year. We're super excited about that one, too.
Okay. Okay, so where do we want to go from here?
So, Sabrina, how did you say, you said that you kind of came from a family of loggers. Is that what got you initially interested in the program, or was it kind of just a natural outgrowth of what you're already studying? Or even how did you get interested in heavy equipment and then into logging?
Well, originally I was going for my ag business degree, and I realized really quickly that everybody's got an ag business degree, and my heart really lied with running heavy equipment. Because, I mean, not only is it awesome, but, I mean, there's a really good – I mean, no matter where I go, there's always going to be a job running heavy equipment. And my family, they were all loggers on my mom's side in Fall River. And so out of all the boys in the family, I am the only girl, and I'm the only one that is now continuing to pursue the logging. So that's pretty exciting for me. And my great uncle, it really means a lot to him. So the program just kind of rang to me, and I talked to John Livingston about it. And he was like, hey, well, why don't you come check it out? And that's what happened. And now look at me throwing axes and stuff.
Yeah, that's just exciting, and I'm excited for you. So what qualifications does a student need to participate in the program?
It is honestly pretty open-ended. Once you get enrolled in Shasta College, we do have a limited number of seats available, so if they contact us sooner rather than later, since we do emphasize hands-on experience, we just don't have enough seats to cater to a lot of students. But once they're enrolled as a Shasta College student, they take a look at which certificates they'd like to pursue. They can create an academic educational plan at Shasta College, and that will kind of keep them on track to take the classes in the right order. And that's pretty much it.
And I always like to throw out to the, because we've got a lot of kids in high school now who are experimenting with all kinds of different things. And there's, when you get into these programs and want to build a future, the drug testing and the things that are going to go along with it. So pay attention to what you're doing out there now, and don't be doing stupid stuff on Facebook and things that are going to come back and haunt you. I always like to throw that out because that stuff is going to hold with you and hold you back from a lot of these kind of programs.
Absolutely. And our program does have a federal level drug test requirement. It's just, not only does it keep our students safe, but it prepares students to meet industry standards. So, you know, it's federal level, so marijuana use will disqualify students from participating in our operating courses. And when we started the heavy equipment program, our industry partners came to us and just said, test your students because we'll test your students to have a job and to take advantage of all these opportunities in this industry. Being clean and sober is just one of the baselines that you have to fulfill.
Yeah, I really wanted to emphasize that because I think it's important for our high school students who are experimenting a little bit at this point to just keep in the back of your mind that some stupid thing you do now can really have an impact on the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't do it. Okay, what else do we got? We got about 3 or 4 minutes in this section. So what else do we want to talk about that has to do with the logging and perhaps more than the sports thing or the club that you belong to?
A logging sports club? Well, it's, I mean, what would you like to know about it?
Well, how many students are involved in that?
I think we have over 20 right now on the team, which, so that's, we have a pretty big team going for us right now, which is exciting. So.
And you've got competitions, like you just mentioned, you're going to go to Berkeley?
Berkeley, yeah. So
I wasn't aware that there was, so there are a lot of clubs up and down the state like this, a lot of places that are competing at this level.
Well, we are actually the only junior college that has a logging sports team, and community college that has a logging sports team. So we compete against Cal Poly, Berkeley, San Luis Obispo, and then I don't remember the other ones, but they're all universities. So we're the only community college that actually has a team.
Oh, okay.
So that's exciting. But yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's hands-on. There's the still timber sports, so we actually have some of the pros that come out and they show us what to do. And I mean, throwing axes is pretty amazing, if you ask me.
I love watching it. I don't want to be very close to it, but you're right. A lot of most of the competition I've ever seen has been with older people. I wasn't aware that they had this going on at the college level for whatever reason.
Yeah, I had no idea either until John Livingston was like, hey, want to come throw an axe for fun? And I was like, okay, I'll try it. Let's see how it goes. So, I mean, a lot of us on the team, we do want to try and go pro. That would be really cool. That's kind of the whole goal because they get to travel all over the place. And it's a really, I mean, especially with our now logging program that we have at the school, it's bringing in more people that want to join the team because then they also get the hands-on experience, too.
Very good. And certainly our forests need the attention that you're bringing to it. Mm-hmm. Final thoughts for this section?
Well, and what I love about Sabrina is just that she's an example of, if you don't know much about the logging industry, come to Shasta College and try it out. If you've been in a logging family, come to Shasta College and get that training. You know, it's a great industry. It's a great way to get outdoors, and you get to meet our instructors and participate in an awesome program.
And I think it'd be really cool, too, to get more girls involved in the program because I was a little iffy on it, and I was like, oh, I don't want to be the only girl showing up in the program. And then I realized, no, there's a bunch of girls that are in it, and I'd love to see a lot more girls in it because you can break the stereotype and just have an absolute blast. And then running heavy equipment's amazing, too.
Well, yeah, and the heavy equipment's doing all the work for you. You don't need to have to be that strong to run heavy equipment for everything.
I'm a lot stronger when I've got a dozer with me.
Yeah, move a lot more stuff for sure. Absolutely. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This section of the program has been brought to us by Crackmaster. Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He has been repairing windshields for years and is Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of its quality workmanship. Unlike doctors who practice, there is no practicing. with Craftmaster Craftmaster. Repairs are a certainty, so you will know it will be a job well done. Give them a call at 241-8373. You won't be disappointed. We'll be right back.
I once had a friend named Joe, the biggest lumberjack in all of Idaho. He worked like a dog from day to day. He drew 10 cents an hour for his pay. Come Saturday evening, it had him a ball. It'd ride him a log over Idaho Falls. But now old Joe, he's laid to rest. He forgot the slogan that he learned best.
He learned best, he learned best.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off my leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Redding and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Don't you cut timber on a windy day? Stay out and would you better listen what I say? Limbs and the top line will go either way. Don't you cut timber on a windy day?
Good job bringing us back with all this great music. This is KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're streaming live this morning. You can get us in the archives after the show is over if you want to re-listen to this show. And certainly if you have a comment or something you'd like to bring to this You can feel free to give us a call at 605, whatever the number is, 4567. We're visiting here with the people from Shasta College about their heavy equipment program. And we've been talking about the logging portion of this. And now let's kind of go into the truck driving a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So as the student success facilitator at Shasta College Heavy Equipment Program, I can help students kind of go through a lot of our options. And we've offered it as part of our heavy equipment operating certificate, but we've really made it integral to the logging certificate is our truck driving class. So a lot of students don't know, but Shasta College does offer a class for Class A and B license training. You get hands-on driving time with our trucks. We walk you through the DMV permit manual and kind of take you through every step in that process to the degree where you can even test using the Shasta College trucks to get your Class A and B license. Just because we found that opens up so many opportunities for students because it's integral to so many industries, with the logging industry, with the heavy equipment industry, and even just the trucking industry itself. So we're here with Sabrina Cantu, one of our current students in our logging class and program. She's currently in our truck driving class. And then Aaron Phipps is a recent graduate of our heavy equipment operating certificate who has actually found some work associated with that Class A license that he got in his time at Shasta College.
Okay, so welcome, Aaron. And tell us how you got involved in this program.
Well, I became involved in this program at a point in my life. I just struggled with substance abuse for 10 years. And after being released from jail for like the 42nd time in 10 years, during this little episode, I knew I needed another direction. And I knew I needed a plan to quit living that way. And the Step Up program came available to me. And I grabbed onto it and never looked back.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And where are you now?
Where am I now? I'm currently living in Reading, but I work for a company out of Chico. And I'm an operator, and I also drive truck for them.
Fantastic. So a success story with this program, and that's great to hear.
So, Aaron, how would you say that what your memories are of the Class A class that you took at Shasta College? What were some of the memories or, like, key parts that you found particularly helpful from that class?
The Class A, I believe it's 149,
mm-hmm.
Give you everything that you need. All you have to do is show up with a desire, you know, and a commitment. And they have the instructors. They have the paraprofessionals. They have the equipment. They have the facility and the area to let you do everything that you need to do. And it's basically a one-stop shop. I mean, they gave me all the tools, everything, the curriculum, everything that I needed, and then went with me to the DMV until, you know, I completed my task.
Yeah, that's fantastic because we really, one of the benefits of being a community college is we get to offer the community or the training as a community college class. So that means the fees are the same as any other unit fee at Shasta College, which is $47 a unit. The Class A Cons 149 is the official title. Has some extra fees associated with it since it is under our drug testing policy, so it's got the drug testing fee. And then we usually just quote to students the fees associated with getting their permit and their license. So the class itself on its own can come up to about $450. And again, there's some, you know, as an alternative to trucking school, it really works well for some students. It doesn't for some other students, but we've seen it being successful in our program because we get to offer it in that class format with that support from the instructor. And our paraprofessionals are additional staff that we have on hand for our equipment operating classes to help with the students and the instructors as they run those courses.
Okay, and again, what qualifications, are there certain qualifications students need?
They got to be clean, like Aaron said, that's part of his story, was part of that life-changing moment, was seeing the results he could get from that change. And they got to be a student at Shasta College.
Okay, and a high school graduate.
It depends, honestly. Once they fill out that application, they can see what they qualify for.
Okay, so they could actually maybe get their GED if they don't have that high school qualification, mm-hmm. to get and still get into this program. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to clarify that because I think it's important that, as you said, if you can reach that point in your mind where you want to make a difference in your life, there certainly is programs at the college that can help you do that.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to kind of jump off of your schedule a little bit, but Sabrina, how do you see this fitting into your future plans that you're in the truck driving school as well as?
Well, I figure that no matter what I learn at the school, it's always going to help me in the future. And if I want to be an operator, whether that be in the logging world or the construction world, having your Class A license is just an asset because they're going to want to hire somebody that's not just an operator, but they can drive truck too. Because, I mean, you can find an operator anywhere, but someone that's got both of those, I mean, it's kind of hard to find. And it's just, no matter what, I'm always going to have a job somewhere, too. There's always going to be a need for truck drivers, and it's just another, I mean, it's just another opportunity for me to see where I want to go. I can do it in the logging world or the construction world.
Yeah, absolutely. It's and as you indicate, maybe not something you need for certain jobs, but it's just going to be that extra click that makes a difference between whether you get hired or somebody else gets
absolutely.
Hired.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's just another thing that I can learn to use in the future.
Okay. Yeah, other things you'd like to bring forward on this topic?
Absolutely. And kind of going earlier in the hour, what Becky was talking about with the collaboration and our grant funding, one of the opportunities we're most excited about is actually being able to expand the locations where our truck driving class is offered. So we had always been able to offer it at the Reading main campus here in the Reading area. But as of this current fall semester, it's now offered in our Red Bluff campus in Tehama. And then in the coming spring, we're also looking to offer it actually at our Bernie Intermountain campus as well. So that's one of the areas we're most excited about is to really meet these students and needs where they're at in locationally. So that students aren't having to commute and make these sacrifices, and they're able to work it into their schedules well to get these licenses. So Tehama campus, Intermountain campus in spring, and then currently Reading, and like I said, Tehama as well. Students can access these classes.
See, and that's tremendous, and I'm not sure that everyone is aware of all the campuses that Shasta College has. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we take things for granted. We assume that everybody knows everything about what we go. And we don't always, you know, the listening public out there isn't aware of all that. Talk to me something about, we keep talking about John Livingston. Somebody tell me who
absolutely.
John Livingston is.
You hear a lot about John Livingston because he is really kind of the heartbeat of the program. He is a full-time faculty at the college. He, I believe, is responsible for the start of the heavy equipment operating certificate. He has been in and out a little bit through the decades, but he has really led the push from the faculty side to bring in these funds for the new logging and truck driving program. And he loves teaching. He's very hands-on with the students. So if you come in and into our building and meet our students, you will hear about John Livingston. He's also joined by Rick Boontinger, who is our full-time logging equipment faculty. He comes from a logging family, and it's just he gets so excited when he gets to go out into the woods. His whole face just lights up. And then you'll also see Clancy Mitchell, who's our truck driving instructor. And then Pete Dickerson is our full-time heavy equipment instructor, and he's running our beginning equipment operator classes this semester. So those are some of the faces you'll see if you become a student at Shasta College. And you'll see me around. I'm in the 1200 building as well, which is kind of our home base. So you'll definitely see us in the daily life of your time at Shasta College.
Okay, so let's hear. We've got just a couple of minutes before we take a break. Sabrina and Aaron, you give me your perspective on John Livingston.
As a student, John Livingston, he really takes everybody under his wing, and it doesn't matter where you come from or who you are. He treats you like a normal person. He loves everybody, and he'll go out of his way to help you. If you have a dream, he's like, all right, let's sit down and let's figure out how you can get it taken care of. And, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're having a bad day or not. John will always be there for you, and he always pushes everybody to try their hardest in their classes. He's one in a million, and he means the absolute world to me.
All right. Aaron?
What I would say about John Livingston is every class I ever had with him, even if maybe things weren't going so good in your personal life or maybe at school, but every time I come out of one of John Livingston's classes, I was always inspired. Like, he always had this little way of making your future look so bright, you know what I mean? And when you come out of there, you're like, you're just totally renewed with your efforts. So he was always inspiring and always always pushing you to go out there and get it done.
You know, education is a big discussion in today's world about whether we're headed in the right direction or not. But I remember always that there are teachers that stand out that make such a difference in the world. And I was impressed because I kept hearing that name. That's why I wanted to kind of focus on letting people. You know, we are so rich in people here who want to help us move forward in this county. And I always like to focus on somebody that's giving that back that much. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with all these people and finish up the hour with more about this wonderful program between the Shasta College and the Fall River Resource Conservation District and our logging and trucking opportunities for the North State. So we'll be right back.
And the boats are filled with ore. I worked in a logging camp, my daddy did before. We're calloused hands and weathered skin and iron to the core. Way, hey, another brand new day on the wild and windy shores of old Superior. Now the flies are thick and the men get sick, it's cold as it can be.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, general manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
I'm gonna cut me a jack pine tall and limber. You better step aside when I haul her timber. My double bit axe.
All right, Ashley, you've just outdone yourself this morning on the music. You got it right in there. Thank you so much. Welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's Monday. It's not Thursday. You haven't lost 4 days of your whole week. Carl and Linda are on assignment this morning, and I've been visiting here with people from Shasta College about our logging and heavy-duty equipment driving school and all kinds of interesting stuff. And we're going to wrap up. We've got Rebecca Davis here. She's going to and Becky Rowe at Peter Griggs is standing there coordinating all of us. Welcome, Peter. You haven't said much this morning, but he's our director here in the studio this morning. So, Aaron and Sabrina, you've given us such great information this morning. I want to wrap up with some final thoughts about the program, and I certainly want you to give us some ideas about how we get involved in this.
Absolutely. So there's kind of two steps to getting involved in the program. To just contact me as the student success facilitator. I see students through from start to finish. So if students are interested, have any questions, want to know what the process is, all they have to do is call me at 530-242-7538. So again, it's 530-242-7538. If I'm not available, they can leave me a message and say, hey, I'm interested, logging, heavy equipment, drop any of those words, and I'll give you a call back with some information on how to get started in the program.
Okay, now that they've fumbled for a pencil and are finally have it in their hand, let's give them the phone number
exactly.
One more time.
Exactly, 530-242-7538.
Okay, and I'm sure if you just call out at the college and ask about the program, then they'll get directed there
absolutely.
As well. So, Aaron, you made some comments during the break about from the perspective of a graduate who is now employed. Get the insights you've heard.
If I had any... For the student or potential student that's sitting on the sidelines and trying to make that decision whether to jump in or not, why would you? It's for this reason. Employers that I've interviewed with and talked with, they like the fact that I showed an interest in the field by getting into that subject. But the biggest part of it was that I completed and got the certificate, to them showed a lot about what type of person you are, and they really liked that.
That you're going to finish what you start.
Finish what you start.
You make a commitment, you're going to be there to follow through.
Exactly right.
And that's so important in this, because it's very difficult for our employers out there to run their businesses without employees who are going to show up and be there.
Exactly.
And it's a difficult thing. I talk with a lot of employers out there that have a hard time with people that will make the commitment and then show up. Sabrina, final thoughts?
Well, I mean, just to kind of go after what Aaron said, I've had a lot of people that have talked to me about the logging class that we had, and they're like, well, we don't have a lot of people that are wanting to get in the logging industry, and this is really awesome because we get the opportunity to decide whether or not we're interested in the logging class, like continuing to go on with logging. So we get to operate all the machinery, and then at the end of the class, A, it's something I want to do, or B, it's not something I want to do. And that also helps out all the companies and the logging companies, because then we don't waste their time, and I think that's a really amazing thing that we get to do with the class. And then, like, my employer as well, he was really excited about the truck driving part of it, because he's like, well, if you're going to go through the class and get all that, everything taken care of, that really helps me out. So I think no matter what, the program, it helps everybody out. And if you have questions, just jump in and do it. I mean, that's what I did. I mean, I love running heavy equipment, but I don't really know if I should do it. And I just took the step, and I am so happy, and I've never been happier in the classes that I'm in. I actually enjoy going to school. It's not every day you get to run a dozer and an excavator. I mean, and it's pretty amazing.
It sounds like fun to me. I could think I could fit right in there. So give us a day in the – what do you do as a student? How many days a week do you go to school? How many hours?
Currently, I'm enrolled Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. every single day. But that's just because I want to do the truck driving. And the truck driving is, I think, about 3 hours in the afternoon. So that's where I get out at 3 o'clock. My welding's in the morning, my career planning, and my career planning class really helps with my resume and all my stuff when I interview. Then that class really helps me out as well. Ishmael's an amazing instructor for that. And then my operating classes. So, but my logging is from 8 a.m. to 3 o'clock, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'm actually in Shingletown. So it's, I mean, that's a day in life of me. And got to add lunch in there once in a while.
For sure.
Yeah, and it is flexible. We offer about two, we call them sections of each class, so there's some variety as to whether it's morning, afternoon, kind of a Monday-Wednesday schedule or Tuesday-Thursday schedule, and then it can vary a lot based on what your life looks like and whether you're working. It'll kind of adjust the pace at which you complete classes, but there's a lot of flexibility in our schedule. You know, it's not like elementary school where you're just locked in from morning till evening. So there's flexibility to the program that students are more than welcome to come and discuss more with us.
How many students can you handle at one time?
We have about 150 active students in the program at one time. Yeah, and we are pretty much maxing out every semester. So earlier the better. If students want to get in touch with us now for the January semester that goes from January through May, this is actually a great time to be thinking that far ahead because of how much we fill up.
So there's an opportunity there, but it in fact, 150 students. Wow, I'm impressed.
We're big and small at the same time.
Okay, and again, and tell us the campuses for Shasta College where are these classes again.
Absolutely.
Remind us of that.
Yeah, so right now our heavy equipment and logging certificates are offered mainly at the Reading main campus. That's just because where our equipment is located at that point, that's where we can offer those core classes. However, truck driving, if students are interested in getting their Class A and B license, they can pursue that now at the Reading main campus, the Tehama campus in Red Bluff, and then in spring there will also be a truck driving class in Burney at our Intermountain campus.
Okay. Anything else that we want to get in there, Aaron?
Yeah, sure. John Livingston was always part of his inspiration, you know, is always telling us about how there's such a shortage of talent, you know, for drivers and equipment operators and stuff, you know, and it gets you excited. And it wasn't just talk. I mean, it was for real, you know. And I was actually employed 3 weeks prior to graduating. So when I actually was working a week before I graduated, I had to come back from work to actually go through the ceremony. So it is a great program, and it worked.
We talked at the very beginning about the fact that the logging industry in Shasta County was once our primary employer, specifically in the South County where I come from in the Anderson area. When I first moved here in 1977, I was surrounded by mills. That was the job at the mills and at the logging industry. And then we've gone through a complete turnaround there for so many years where those jobs went away, those middle-class opportunities went away, and now we're seeing them come back and a real need for a lot of the cleaning up of our forests that we're doing and the logging. And so this is the timeliness of this program to be there to train that workforce that is so desperately needed. Not only the truck driving, but the heavy equipment operators and the logging, to have that workforce there for all the needed repair to our forests, which we so desperately, we need to do that. We've got to get out and clean them up and manage them again. I'm so excited that we finally got to that point in understanding that you're either going to manage our forests or you're going to burn them up. One way or the other, they're not going to be there forever. So it is a renewable resource, and we're seeing that, and this plays such an incredible, incredible role in doing that. So final thoughts you'd like to let us know? Let's throw that phone number out there one more time for anybody interested in this program.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in the heavy equipment program at Shasta College, logging, truck driving, call 530-242-7538, and you'll reach Rebecca Davis. I'm the student success facilitator for the program, and if you just call around and ask for me, you'll get there eventually. We're pretty helpful at Shasta College. So just come by, visit, call, and we'll get you where you need to be.
Well, and Aaron, congratulations to you. I love a success story because you just made up your mind to make a difference in your life, and there were people there to help you do that. And that message is there. If you want to make a difference, there's a whole bunch of people out there, but it's got to be you've got to take the first step.
That's right.
Yeah, and Sabrina, you've got such a bright future. You make me smile just to look across it. Think of nothing is impossible. We can do whatever we want to be. My father was a great one to tell me that there's you can do whatever you want to do. You need to believe in yourself and have that confidence, and you just radiate that confidence. What a delight.
Thank you so much.
Wish you so much well in your future. Thanks, Peter, for bringing all these people in here today. This has been a great, great look into a new program out there. If you're unfamiliar with it, get out there to Catholic College and take a look at what's available for your future. So, welcome. See you all back here tomorrow. Carl and Linda will be back, and thank you for joining us this morning.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.